All right, cool. Hey, everyone. It's that time again. So I've got some more stuff from that Blair texted me about. So this is all stuff you can find at Siren. I know normally this is a week that I would do my own fun stuff, but I'm not doing it. I'll have to tell you why. Anyway, so there's a bunch of stuff. Also, if this sounds different, I'm using Bobby's fancy microphone and his fancy program, so everything sounds fancy. Oh my god. I'm so loud in my headphones. It's like crazy. Anyway. I'm going to start with one that he sent me more recently. So there's this band called, I don't really have much information on them. The band is called Bridge Climbers, and the album is Full Bag Don't Bend. And it's from 1984, and all I could find out about them, thank you to the blog Willfully Obscure. That guy always has, like, the best stuff and, like, all the stuff I'm looking for. And also, the only reason I could get this, because this stuff isn't on YouTube, so his download was helpful. Anyway, the band used to be Dale Lawton and the Bridge Climbers, because that guy's in the band, and that they're from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and now he is the Dale Lawton Stampede, and there's a song on the album called Tightrope that has Dwight Twilley singing backing vocals. I'm not gonna play that song, though. The song I'm gonna play you is the one that I like the most. I don't know why that's news, too. I always do that, but I always feel bad when I, like, give you, like, a fun, like, tidbit about a song, and I'm like, by the way, I'm not playing that, but whatever. So you can hear Dwight Twilley, no Tightrope for you, but I'm gonna play you a song called Lost and Found. This is the Bridge Climbers.
Someone being brother.
So that was Bridge Climbers, and like I said, that song is Lost and Found. Kind of reminds me of like The Knack, I think, that song in particular. The rest of the album isn't really like that. I mean, there's a couple of songs that are kind of like that, but then some of them are more like dubby almost, with like, I don't know, it's weird. And also, I had to look this up while that was playing, but that blog I said Willfully Obscure, there was something funny that he wrote about it, and it was, he called it, he said, with its daft yet somehow strangely appealing album jacket. And it's so true if you look at it. It's like fortune cookie and weird, ugly colors, kind of. I don't, it's bizarre. Daft yet strangely appealing. I don't know what it is, but anyway, so that's the Bridge Climbers. All right, next band. Oh boy. The Poison Girls. And there's like three records that Blair sent me. So one is Hex, one's Where's the Pleasure, and one is Persons Unknown. Those came out in 79, 82, and 80. I should have put those in actual order, but oops, I suck. They're from Brighton in England, formed in 1976. Eventually moved to Essex, which is where Crass was located, and they were like BFFs with the band Crass, and they stood for a lot of things that I like. I just don't really particularly like the music they put out. Like, they had something to do with the CND, which is the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, and helped establish something called the Wapping Autonomy Center, which was also called the Anarchist Center. And they set up like their own label and publishing and for a magazine. Helped get recording studios for other artists so that other bands could record. And they were involved with the production of AIDS the Musical. And there was something else that I didn't write down. So, I mean, like, they stand for like good stuff. And I'm sure like the message of the songs is fine, but I just, I didn't really care for it. But I was able to find one song that I kind of liked. But if you like this, then you'll probably like everything else they've done. And like I said, there's three. Well, one of them, I think it's Persons Unknown, is a single, so it's only like two songs. But the other ones are like actually albums. So I'm going to play you a song called Soft Touch, and I think it came off of the album Where's the Pleasure. So if you like it, that's the one to check out. So here he goes, Soft Touch by the Poison Girls.
Didn't want to think that they could take him for a ride. Glad to have his trusty weapon hanging at his side. Hoped that he was man enough to detonate his armaments. Not be like the government that didn't get its rockets up. Didn't want to think he couldn't take her for a ride. Hoped his trusty weapon would flatter up a bride. Hoped she would be cute enough to detonate his armaments. Not be like the government that wouldn't rise to her defense. Soft touch! Soft touch! To prove his manhood, show her his virility. She had to be a spark to shoot off his artillery. He had asked her out that night mostly out of friendliness. She thought it was a chance to break out of her loneliness. Needed reassurance, she could catch it with a beauty. If the truth was told, he wasn't feeling very fruity. Cut a boring story short, the time she came to go to bed. They were tired, they were drunk, both of them were full of dread. Hoped she would be cute enough to detonate his armaments. He felt like the government that couldn't get his rockets on. Other way, laid his head beside her cup. With his tongue he loved to love, but with his lips it just as sweet. She discovered to her joy, softness was ecstasy. So they realized that sex didn't have to be a fight. Time and time again they made energetic peace at night. Both ways up and both ways round, with no attack, no defense. Beat the government with sexual disarmament.
Soft touch.
So yeah, that's Poison Girls, and that was Soft Touch. I don't know if it's her voice that bothers me, or everything else. I think it might be her voice. I feel bad. I wanted to like it, but I just don't. Alright, the rest of these, I'm not going to talk too much about them, because they're bands that I feel like kind of, either you know them or you don't, and whatever, especially the next band. It's a little band called The Ramones. Ever heard of them? Just kidding. So, I'm only doing this because it's one of the things Blair sent me. So it's Road to Ruin. I don't know if he got any other ones in or if it's just this one. It's the only one he sent me a picture of. But it's a special 40th anniversary edition on limited blue vinyl. So apparently it's like super special, superior audio, blah, blah, blah. And it's also a really good record. Road to Ruin is the fourth studio album, came out in 1978, and is the first album with Marky instead of Tommy on the drums. And I'm going to play you a song called She's the One. Those guys were good. That was an understatement. Alright, cool. So, The Ramones. Yay. And the next band is another one that is from that same time, same scene. A band called Television. The album is Adventure. And this is their second studio album from 1978. This one kind of is like no one really cares about it because it's not their first one, Marquee Moon. But I think this one has its moments. I don't hate it. I own this. I don't know. So this one is another Rhino reissue. It's on red vinyl, which is interesting because... when it first came out in the U.S., it was regular black vinyl, but in the U.K., it was on red. So this is, like, the original U.K. version, which I think is the one I have, actually. I'm pretty sure mine's red. That's kind of cool. Anyway, what am I going to play you? I'm going to play you a song called Ain't That Nothing. We'll be right back. Okay, so that's television. If you read the Richard Held book, he'd make you think that he had everything to do with that band being what they are, but they seem to do just fine without him, if you ask me. You know, I really liked Richard Held until I read his book, and then I was like, wow, you are a pompous dick. Anyway, television. Okay. So, you guys are going to hate me so much because the next one that he sent me was Alice Cooper's Greatest Hits. Oh my god, like I don't talk about him enough, right? So it's the Greatest Hits album. It's on limited edition silver vinyl. It looks like it's another one of those Rhino reissues. I guess he was pretty excited about those because he sent me a whole bunch of them. So, Alice Cooper. This, I believe this was released in 1974, and it's all his hits from his third through his seventh album. And, I could pick any song, but I'm gonna pick Is It My Body? Oh, there you go. Can't really go wrong with Alice, if you're me anyway. Sorry if you're sick of him, but that's what I'm about. Alright, got one more. Well, it's two more albums, but I'm gonna play one more song. So, he sent me two Susie and the Banshees albums. One of them is Hyena, and one of them is Peep Show. So Hyena came out in 84, their sixth album, and Peep Show is from 88, it's their ninth album. It's kind of tough. Like, Hyena is one of those albums that I kind of feel like you should listen to it. Just listen to it. Does that make sense? Like, I don't want to pick a song off that one, but I'm going to play Peekaboo off Peep Show. Because, it's just one of those fun songs. But Hyena's a really great album. But I just think it makes more sense to, like, as a whole. Susie, I don't know. Do I really need to talk about Susie? She's Susie and the Banshees. So, yeah. So here's Peekaboo off Peep Show. So there you go, Susie and the Banshees. The only thing he said about that one was, all the Susie reissues are super nice. So, you heard it here first, folks. Super nice. Anyway, I really like that song. And yeah, so if you like it, check out those albums. What else? Yeah, hopefully there was something in there that you like. And I'm sure, sorry, those last few were probably songs you've already heard a million times. But whatever. I'm just doing what I'm told. Yeah, so next week I guess I'll probably do some stuff that, you know, maybe some more stuff from my collection. I did just buy some more records. I was kind of waiting to hear about one, but, because it was one of those ones I couldn't find any information on, so I was asking for some help, but I haven't heard back yet, so I will just have to wing it, perhaps. So, yeah, but that's next week, so, yeah, I'm done. I'm babbling. Cool. Thanks for listening, and, all these records are at Siren, so if you're interested, go buy them. Go say hi to everybody who works there. That isn't me. Okay, thanks, bye. Ah!